going to break some things in the Holy Ghost today. We've invited the heavenly host into this place. People's lives have broken out in praise and worship. I refuse to have dead church. I refuse. You came into the wrong place. If you want to be in a dead church, there's a couple down the road. Hallelujah. We're going to have Holy Ghost revival. We're going to see the move of God. We're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to see His power, His demonstration today in the Holy Ghost. We're going to see it in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody know His name today? Yes, how great is our God. Hallelujah. I speak to you today, there is only one God and His name one. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I can honestly say as pastor that when I stand before God and say to God about this conversation about who and what He is, I can say, God, I have given Your people Your word and not my thoughts about Your word. Hallelujah. You, my friend, will have to give an account for why you wanted to interpret the word the way you did. I don't try to go around trying to disprove God's word. I merely just try my best to obey what was written. If God said it, I believe it. His word cannot lie. If it's written in this precious Bible, I'm going to believe it till I die. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in the word of God. Hallelujah. James 3:1. It says, my brethren, be not masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. That's why I always give you scripture, not my interpretation of what I think the scripture is trying to tell us. This is done by using other scriptures to interpret scripture. I also try my best to live what I preach. I am still human, and thank God that His mercy is new every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God that He forgives me every day. Amen. I thank God I don't claim to be the master of anything. I just trust in the master. He helps me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If somebody here today would just get a hold of that and say, I can't be the master, but I'm going to trust in the master, and He will deliver me out of all of my sins. Hallelujah. I also believe Hebrews 13:17. It says, I too am a man under authority. I understand my grave responsibility as pastor to not lead anyone astray. Hallelujah. And again, this is why I obey and I hold to scripture as my sole authority. Hallelujah. I don't get into man's philosophies and all of those things and thoughts in their hearts and minds, but I stick to the word of God as my authority on any subject that you deal with in life. God has an answer for in His word. He will help you if you'll get into His word and you'll read it. There's an answer for the need of your life. It's not, hallelujah, hallelujah. If it's not in written form in the Bible, I'm not interested. Hallelujah. and talking about it. Hallelujah. I had one time a lady tell me, she was, we had a Bible study going on, and this woman, we told them at the beginning of this Bible study that we're going to stick to the scripture. Anything else is just a man's thought or an idea or a creed or something of that nature. This lady come in late in the Bible study. We had instructed them. And she began to pull that group into the commentaries of the Bible as if it was the Word of God. I'm here to tell you, those things written under your scripture are not the Word of God. Those are a man's thoughts. Those are a man's desire and ideas of what he thinks that scripture is trying to say. But I'm here to tell you that if you'll get into the Word of God, there's a scripture that will interpret that scripture, and it'll go to another scripture, and that scripture will tell you what that scripture means. God's Word speaks for itself. You don't need any help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why I'm going to ask, can anybody find a scripture or show me a scripture? Just one. To where God refers to the Godhead in the form of persons. It ain't in there, folks. Not a verse that looks like it is saying, but one that actually states these words. God in three persons or personalities. There's only one God. Right. Hallelujah. I have several Bible passages which explicitly teach there is one God. Hallelujah. I believe in the Almighty God revealed in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Three roles of a holy one. Hallelujah. Everything we teach and preach must be based on the Bible. It's not our own personal opinion that's important. It's not the creeds of men that are important. It's not the traditions of men that are important. But the Word of God that is important. That, my friend, is what's going to judge us all in the end. Hallelujah. Just because Mom and Aunt Susie and Uncle Joe all believed it doesn't make it scripture. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doesn't make it truth. Hallelujah. Doesn't make it because they were great people and loved God with all of their heart. I can take you into the scriptures and show you people that did mighty exploits in the Bible, build up memorials before God in their prayers and offerings to God, and yet they were not saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my friend, what Mom and what Aunt Susie and John and all of those people have done may be great in the eyes of the Lord, but God says our righteousness is as a filthy rag. Hallelujah. It must be His righteousness. His righteousness is what saves you, not our righteousness. You can be good all you want. Doesn't matter to God. Hallelujah. None, my friend, none of them will judge you in the end. Not one word they spoke, not one thing they did, not anything that they told you is going to judge you in the end. But I know one thing that will judge us all in the end, and that is the written word that Jesus Christ has spoken, and He has settled it, and it is forever settled in heaven. And many have tried to destroy it, and they're trying to this day to destroy this word, but it has stood the test of time. It has been through the fire and through the flood and everything, and it still is with us today, the written word of God. The only thing that's going to be your judge. In the Trinitarian doctrine, God exists as three persons or hypostases. But in one being having a single divine nature, the members of the Trinity are co-equal, co-eternal, one in its essence, nature, power, action, and will. Each person is understood as having the identical essence or nature, not merely similar natures. If all these are exact, the exact same, all the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, How can you explain scripture in Luke 1:35? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Or how about Matthew 1:20? It says, but while he thought on these things, talking about Joseph, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The Son that's in her could not be co-equal to the conceiver. Joseph was not the conceiver. Jesus was born of a virgin. That means she was not touched by man. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her, not the Son in her. So this kills the Trinitarian doctrine that they're all equal and co-eternal and all of those things. Deuteronomy 4:35-39 says, unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know the Lord. He is God. There is none else beside him. So I'm asking you today, try if you may, to put Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, three distinct, co-equal, co-eternal beings into these scriptures that I'm about to read. You try to fit them in there. See if they fit. I'm going to give you a bunch of them. Deuteronomy 4:35-39 says, unto thee was shown that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Know therefore this day and consider in thine heart that the Lord, he is God. In heaven above and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32:39, so now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver me out of my hand, deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 7:22, wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 8:60 says, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, and that there is none else. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 5:15, it says, and he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. Hallelujah. Anybody being able to fit it in there yet? Hallelujah. 2 Kings 19:15. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. 1 Chronicles 17:20 says, O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 9:6 says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. There thou hast made heaven and the heaven of heavens with all their host and earth and the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worship thee. Hallelujah. Psalms 18:31 says, "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God?" Psalms 86:10 says, "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Isaiah 37:16-20 says, "O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only." Isaiah 43:10-11 says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Anybody able to fit it in there yet? Hallelujah. Isaiah 44:6-8 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and the Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you thee from that time that and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Hallelujah. Isaiah 45:21, "Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who shall declare this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else besides me? I just God and Savior. There is none beside me." Oh, hallelujah. Hosea 13:4 says, "Yet am I the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior beside me." Joel 2:27, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else." Hallelujah. And my people shall never be ashamed. Zechariah 14:9 says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 12:29-34 says, "And Jesus answered them, him the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength." Hallelujah. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. None. Hallelujah. And the scribe said unto him, "Well, master, thou hast said these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, master, thou hast said truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all thine heart, and with all thine understanding, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and to love thy his neighbor as thyself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that durst ask him any questions. John 17:3 says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." 1 Corinthians 8:4-6 says, "And as concerning therefore eating of those things that are offered into sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, capital letters, the Father of whom all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and by him, and we by him. Galatians, oh, am I boring you yet? Come on, there's only one God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:20 says, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and 6 says, and God and Father of all, who is above all, who is through all, and who is in you all. Hallelujah. Anybody have that one God in you today? Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1 and 17 says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. God is here. The angels are here. Whatever you need God to do, he's here. He will touch you. This one God is a powerful, awesome Savior, and he's here to touch and move in your life today. He's here to touch you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Does anybody know him? Hallelujah. James 2 and 19 says, for thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. I'm here to tell you there's over 7,000 references to one God or one Lord in the scriptures. I'm not going to go there today. I just wanted to give you a piece of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's nonsense what the world's trying to feed. Amen. Hallelujah. They're feeding people a man's creed, and it's not in the scripture. It's a lie from the pits of hell that there are three persons in one God and all of that nonsense. There's only one God, and he is manifest in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's only one God. This evidence that I'm bringing to you today, if we're in a court of law, would be overwhelming evidence of a mighty God. Hallelujah. It would stand in the courts. Hallelujah. There is only one God, and his name is one. We know him today. His name is Jesus. Would somebody shout that name today? Jesus is his name. Oh, I wish you could get excited about the name of Jesus. I wish you could start speaking that name everywhere you go, to everyone you meet, and start telling them they need to be baptized in the only saving name, and that name is Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that remits the sin from your life. It's the only thing that sets you free from drugs and alcohol and whatever kind of immoral lifestyle you get involved in. It's the name of Jesus Christ. He is God. He is Lord of all. He is through all. He's in us all. Hallelujah. If you've been baptized in the wonderful Holy Ghost filling power of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, 8 and 9 says, but though we are an angel from heaven, it's the disciples talking, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I better obey the gospel that the apostles preached. Hallelujah. You can go there and you can read it for yourself. Hallelujah. You need to obey hallelujah, the report of the apostles. The apostles' doctrine is what I believe and I preach. Hallelujah. I am a preacher of the way. That was what Saul was out to destroy. Anybody remember Saul? It was the people that were preaching that the man Jesus was God. That's the way. Hallelujah. These people believed in speaking in tongues when the Holy Ghost takes up residence in you. It is the mere act of surrender to the supernatural power of Jesus Christ when God's Spirit is in control in your life. Saul was a one God believer. But he wasn't saved. He was trained by the best. But he wasn't saved. Hallelujah. Saul called on his God. He just didn't believe that he was this man that called himself Jesus. After he watched and held the clothes of Stephen, as the mob stoned him to death, they stoned him to death for calling him the Just One. Yes, that Just One was the one that they crucified, Jesus Christ. Acts 7:52 says, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. John the Baptist was the forerunner of this Just One. And they took his head off. Acts 7:59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Yes, my friend, Stephen, a disciple of Jesus, knew who God was. He was a disciple. The disciples picked him to do the work of waiting tables, waiting on the people that had need. So he was a believer in this gospel that we preach. Amen. He was a believer of the way. He didn't call him Father, Son, and Holy Ghost when he gave up his last breath. He didn't say, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, receive me into thy bosom. No, sir. It was, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. This message got to the heart of Saul, and he had an encounter with his Jehovah. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he called him Lord. When that same voice spoke to him out of heaven, that spoke to Jesus at his baptism. The Hebrew name for Lord is Adonai. The King James writers capitalized the word Lord because it was so sacred to speak Jehovah of Adonai that they translated it to Lord. It didn't mean ruler or master, but Jehovah, Adonai, which they knew meant one. There is only one. Every Jew believed this. Even to this day, Jews believe in one God. To the Jew, it was a foundational message. They taught you to teach this from morning till night. These men were Jews. They understood the meaning of Jehovah, Adonai, Elohim, Yahweh, I am. There is only one God and his name, one. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Saul when he asked who he was. So up to this point, he really truly thought he knew him. He thought he was doing the Lord a favor. The Lord, Jehovah, Elohim, Yahweh, the great I am. He thought he knew this God. And that voice spoke back to him as he's down on his knees, blinded by the light that knocked him off his high horse. And said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Who is he persecuting? The church of the living God, the people of the way. The only people Saul was persecuting was the people that baptized in Jesus' name. And people that had received the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. There, beginning at the day of Pentecost, all up through the book of Acts. Notice, while we are here, that Jesus, the voice out of heaven, did not instruct him on how to be saved. Did he not call on him? Who art thou, Lord? My friend, that didn't save him. That didn't save him. No, he sent him to a man called Ananias. God has always used men to instruct other men about salvation. That's why I preach what Peter preached. Amen. Hallelujah. Ananias was a follower of Jesus. He told Saul to arise and receive the Holy Ghost. Now, here is the problem with this Trinity doctrine many follow. Saul was a believer and obeyed God's instructions. When the light blinded him, Jesus did not say, because you believe and trust in me with all your heart, that you are now saved. Praise God. No, he did not speak those words. Of all people, we know he was a believer. This man was a powerful man. He was very well learned in the scriptures. He understood God, the Jehovah of the Old Testament. He understood that God. He sent him to the disciples of Jesus because Jesus had instructed them to preach and baptize in his name. Not in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus. It was God's instruction. Saul asked Jesus what he must do, and he said, go talk to this fellow named Ananias. He will tell you what to do. Now, he wasn't going fishing. He wasn't looking for a good restaurant. He was looking for salvation. He was looking for understanding, because something powerful just happened to him out of heaven. He had an encounter with the God of the universe. That's when he said, he will tell you what to do, meant salvation. He will instruct you in the way that you're persecuting others for. Praise God. Ananias said, arise and receive the Holy Ghost and be baptized. Remember, he was of the same belief as Stephen. Man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stephen was there when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, where they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That was a direct command of Jesus, that they go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, the Comforter, which shall come. And it came. They were baptized in Jesus' name all through the book of Acts. Hallelujah. We know that because that's what Peter preached. On that day, all 120 followers of Jesus were there. Even the Mother Mary, hallelujah, of Jesus, the Mother of Jesus, was there when he preached. No, not one of them Not a single one of them stood and said, Peter, Jesus said his name was Father and Son and Holy Ghost. They understood what he said in the book of Matthew, chapter 28:19. Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father. They knew who the Father was. Of the Son. They knew who the Son was. Of the Holy Ghost. They knew who the Holy Ghost was. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah. All these great things wrapped up into one. Three roles of a Holy One. They were baptized in Jesus' name all throughout. So as far as for Saul, that's what Jesus told him he must do. What Ananias told him to do. That included receiving the Holy Ghost as well as getting baptized. It was more than believing on the Lord Jesus. It was very apparent that Saul had believed that day. But Jesus himself said that he must do what Ananias wanted him to do. My friend, you got to obey the gospel. Amen. You can't just think about the gospel. Amen. You can't just mentally assent it. Right. You've got to obey it and put it into action, just like they did back there in the Old Testament when they killed the lamb. Hallelujah. And they had to put that blood on the doorpost. That caused some work. If they didn't do that, there was no... The death angel could come in and take the firstborn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's why he shed his blood. That's why he gave his life on Calvary, so that you could have forgiveness of sin, not to live in your sin, not to walk in the putridness of our lives. Amen. Jesus came to redeem us from sin. He came to take sin out of our life. He came to set us free. Amen. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. You can have the Holy Ghost today. You can have that life in you today. You can be buried in his name. You can have his power in you. You can be healed in the name of Jesus today. Everything you need is in Jesus Christ. He's here today. He's here to touch you. He's here to give you life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. The power of the name of Jesus is going to set this people free all around us here in this area. God is going to move in the name of Jesus. Lives are going to be changed. People are going to be delivered. Whole cities are going to give their hearts to Jesus and walk in this truth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we know for a fact it was commanded of Ananias to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul rehearsed this to the Jewish mob in Acts 22:16. He said, and now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We know who the name of the Lord is. Our Lord was, because he asked him, and he said in Acts 22:8, King James Version, it says, And I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Notice he did not say, I am Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth. And notice that it was for the washing away of his sins. Yeah. Hallelujah. There is no redemption of sin but in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 15:17 through 32 says, then the high priest rose up and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found that them in, not in the prison, they returned and told, saying that the prison truly we found shut with all safety, and we had opened, and when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them, whereunto this would grow. Then they came and told them, saying, behold, the men who ye put into prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council of the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? What name was that? Not Father, not Son, not Holy Ghost, but in Jesus. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Jesus. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be prince and savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't tell me, hallelujah, that you just don't believe in God. You gotta obey him. Hallelujah. You gotta do something. Hallelujah. You gotta go down in the waters. Amen. You gotta die and repentance. You gotta go down in the waters in the name of Jesus, and you gotta come up and be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God inside of you, and you gotta live a holy life. Notice, they were not preaching in any other name. I want you to get this. They were not preaching Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I know some people sit at home and watch on their TV. All you got to do is put your hand on this screen and say these words after me, and you'll be saved, and just call upon my friend. You got to obey what the apostles preached. The doctrine that Peter preached and the rest of the apostles all throughout the book of Acts. Notice, no, they preached in the name of Jesus. That same name that just a few chapters earlier was asked by the people after they had sinned a great sin, and Peter preached to them and they were sorry for their sins. When they asked what it was they could do to be forgiven, and he preached the message Jesus instructed him to preach. We know it all. We know it very well. We can quote it. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, the people that just killed the Lord, that crucified the Lord, repent. That means turn around. Don't do it again. and be baptized. That means go down in the waters. Bury that old man. Bury that flesh. Amen. Down in the waters. Be baptized. Every one of you. That doesn't leave anybody out. That means everyone has to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the truth of the Word of God. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's a promise. That's a promise from God that you will receive this power of the Holy Ghost. This, my friend, is what I preach. It is the apostles' doctrine. Hallelujah. This is the way of salvation for every man, woman, and child. Amen. If you're here on this earth, the only way that you'll make heaven your home is if you obey the apostles' doctrine. Hallelujah. He did not send you to anybody else but a man to preach this word. You must be baptized today in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you're here in this place, God called you. Hallelujah. You didn't come on your own accord. You were called by the Spirit of God. God led you here. God brought you here. He overshadowed. He come upon you where you were in your life, and He drawed you to this place. Amen. Someplace that preaches His name. You must be baptized today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's only one God, and His name is one. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 4, 35 and 39 says, unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know the Lord. He is God. There is none else beside Him. No, none before this day. And consider in thine heart that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32, 39. See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. There is not any that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. I can go on. I can go on. But I think you get the picture here today. For who is God? Psalms 18:31. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Psalms 86:10. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Isaiah 37:16-20. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from His hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Oh my, oh my. Mark 12:29-34, it said, Jesus answered him, for the first of all the commandments, we know it. You're Israel. There's only one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scribes understood it. They knew who Jesus was. Romans 3:30 says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. 1 Corinthians 8:4-6 says, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered to the sacrifice and to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. And there is none other God but one. For there be that is are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, as gods many are lords, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom all things, and we in Him, and the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and we by Him. I'm here to tell somebody today, there is only one God. James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils are trembling. Hallelujah. When you begin to speak the name of Jesus, you're telling the world that He is Lord of heaven and earth. And all power was given, Jesus said, unto me in heaven and in earth. Colossians 2:9, I believe it is, it says, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was the only one hanging on the tree. in the body of Jesus Christ. Manifest God, manifest in the flesh. Let's stand today. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need a miracle in your life, you can call on the God of heaven. His name is Jesus, and he will deliver you out of your trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever you are afflicted with here today, whatever sin you have holding you down in your life, you can have remitted today by calling on that name of Jesus and calling the fresh anointed blood of Jesus Christ to flow over that life again, to bury that sin in the name of Jesus. Come to him today. Call on him. Recommit your life to him in a powerful way today. Come to this altar. Pour out your heart to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Give your all to the great I Am, and he will help you. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need to let Jesus inside of you. You come to this altar. You repent. You ask Jesus to take away everything you know is not right. And God will, he said he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. And you begin to speak openly with your mouth. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost begins to fill you, you'll hear a voice. And all you got to do is let it utter it out of you. Let it speak out of you. A holy, supernatural voice of God, that he will give you a fresh tongue. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. His power will dwell inside of you. Oh, come on. He's here today. Jesus. Come on, saint of God. Get a fresh Holy Ghost anointing power today. Fresh baptism. Holy Ghost and power.
Every creation. No other name that's stronger. No other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us. No other name can free us. No other name so precious. Let's praise the name. No other name that's higher. No other name that's stronger. No other name.
Part of it. Amen. Speak the name. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.